Independence Day. A Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah, this is Friday, though. Sorry. Maybe it's Tuesday on Mars. If you believe at all in astrology and understand it, you'll know that one of the reasons that we are in the shape or in the craziness is because Mars is the hottest planet in our universe, and it has gone, it's closer to the Earth than it has been for a long time, and it reacts with fire signs. So if you are, for example, a Leo or an Aries or a Sagittarian, or if you know somebody who is, and you found them acting rather strangely in this past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's it. In a nutshell, that's the whole story. Now, let's find out what the rest of the story is as we work our way through all the things that have been going on overnight. Wow. Police chases, shoot 'em ups. One of the suspects is dead. If you're just waking up, that's probably the news nugget that you are, excuse me, most interested in. I just drank some grapefruit juice. Excuse me for having that in the way of me communicating well to you. As residents of Boston and west of Boston, mostly in the Watertown area, are being told to stay home because the bombing suspect, who is still alive, is on the run. Police have used these videos. They have these individuals. They felt pretty secure about chasing around to find them. And they had a news conference a couple of hours ago as the feds swarmed through Watertown. Local police chased one. They had a car chase, and they chased one of them down, shot him, and he died. And an MIT police officer in Cambridge involved in an altercation at the 7-Eleven there, where apparently these suspects were were shot by one of them, and he's dead. Now the police are chasing this other kid, and that's what these people are, Kenny. They're kids. What, they look to be 20, 21, right?
Yeah, they look really young. I mean, mm-hmm. You can get a kind of good look at
picture.
Them in the
yeah.
pictures they posted, but
right.
they look pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Harvard has canceled classes today. MIT has canceled classes today. Emerson College canceled classes today. One of the students supposedly is a student that was enrolled in Brown University in Providence, and he disappeared some weeks ago. Business is not allowed to operate in the Watertown Square area. Public transportation all over eastern Massachusetts, run by the Transit Authority, suspended, shut it down as a safety measure. Not sure that the airport has been affected yet, but boy, some of the pictures that are posted here and there, I don't know if they're on Pinterest or not, but excuse me. There are some pretty interesting looks at these two guys with their backpacks, and probably many of you have seen all of that. So, are we making too much of this, or is this the appropriate way? I don't know that I'm so concerned about whether you get it all right or you have too much or too little, as long as people sort of are interested in what's going on. This is pretty traumatic, though. Excuse me. This has shaken up the country. Am I safe to say, or is it fair to say, this has shaken up the country more than anything that we have encountered since September 11th? Is that too bold a statement, or is that something that seems to be accurate? Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, you grew up in Massachusetts. You have lived in Washington now, what, for the past 6 or 7 years? But you were out in sort of central Massachusetts. I don't remember anything, but sometimes you get too localized, so all of this stuff that is a rhubarb here, does the rest of the country look at it as being as much of a rhubarb as we do here in the Northeast?
It reminds me of the euphoria over the Beltway shooting. You remember the Beltway snipers?
Yes, I do remember. I remember there was a guy in New York that shot everybody in the 70s.
Was that Son of Sam?
Son of Sam, yeah, right, exactly. The Beltway guy in Los Angeles would stand on the, wouldn't even sit, and he had a kid with him. Don't I remember that about that story?
That was down here is what I'm referring to.
Oh, the Beltway guy in Washington.
Yeah, was there one in L.A.?
There was a guy who had a kid with him it seems to me, if I'm remembering the story right, or was that the Beltway guy in Washington?
I know in Washington there was an older guy and a younger kid.
Maybe that was it. I'm confusing him with another guy who used to, who had taken shots. And it's just, we live in a really strange place. We are sort of like we're in suspended animation when it comes to all of this stuff. If you look at some of the headlines or things that people have been talking about this week, the bombing, obviously, at the marathon is something that more people have been talking about than anything else. The gun legislation, well, the dichotomy of these two. Here's this violent act that upsets so many people in the bombing, and then there's the violent acts that are created by guns that nobody seems to be that concerned about. We don't want more gun control legislation. Now, I don't know that this would have solved anything, the gun control legislation, but kind of got buried in the bombing anyway. The continuing discussion and debate of our immigration problems. And some of the people who have, I know, called talk radio programs that we monitor here, suggesting that the people who were involved in the Boston bombing were immigrants, and perhaps one of them was an illegal, and that if we closed the borders down, we wouldn't have this problem. But it's a discussion, and whether it's right or it isn't. The guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, who sent those letters to the president and one of the senators with ricin in them. All right, let me think about all of this stuff. North Korea, the fact that we had tax day this year and nobody paid any attention to it. That was one of the conspiratorial theorists this week were all over a discussion of whether or not, especially on tax day, when there are so many people who are upset at our system, that this Boston Marathon bombing could have been a distraction. It could have been on purpose. It could have been set up by the government. And then there are even those who will go further than that, and they'll suggest that these two guys who are being taken out are patsies, and they're going to kill them both, so that it looks like at the end of the day, we've found our men, case closed, when in fact it wasn't them at all, or they were set up to do it by some mysterious government group. And is that possible? Of course it is. Anything's possible, whether you can ever actually prove it or not. Or are we really interested in proving things like that? We just want to feel safe and secure, and if we don't, then something's created like this to bring us around to looking at the reason we need to have authority and order and justice. So we give up our freedom, as we have since September 11th, big time, in order to feel more secure. And whether it was Benjamin Franklin, I always go back and forth on this, if you give up liberty for safety, you don't have either. I think it was, wasn't it Franklin who said that? Kenny, you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Ben Franklin.
Yeah, okay. And that's where I feel we are. I don't think we're safe, and I don't think we're free anymore. Not the way we were when I was a kid, by any stretch of the imagination. Is it the times? Yeah. Is the fact we have too many people in this country? Yes. Too many people on the planet? Yes. I think that's all part of the, that's how I analyze this stuff anyway. Analyze it as you will at 888-302-3684. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, how do you think the news media has handled the bombing in Boston? 36% of you said too much time sensationalizing the violence. 29% of you said pretty good, other than false reports that there was an arrest. 23% of you said over the top, what happened was horrible, but there are other things going on. Thus, I just went through a list of things that were going on this week that maybe some of you haven't even thought about. 12% of you had said, I think they've done a great job, the news media. So that group in the minority as to thinking that the press has done a great job on this. I don't think they have, but I don't think they have for a long time. I think our news reporting in this country and our attention to the real truth, nothing but the truth, I think it sucks. It's ridiculously slanted one way or the other, and so it makes it very, very hard for you to actually know what's going on. I mean, unless you look at some of the news sites, if you have access to all this stuff now with electronic media, you can kind of make up your own, if you make up your own mind about things, looking at sites like BreakingNews.com, which just says, okay, this is what's going on right now. There's no time for people to put a spin on it. That's really what makes it probably of some value. So, having said that, your thoughts on any or all of these things are certainly welcome as usual. I don't turn a page or two here, Kenny, too much about the Pope this week, but I'm guessing he's And for some reason, I wanted to hear. I really did. I found myself wanting to know what's going on with this guy and what he's thinking and what's going on with the Pope. I just now found myself in a place that seems rather interesting because I have, for most of my life, had little or no use for the Catholic Church or for the Pope. But this guy seems to be different. So that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Thinking about things in a better way. The history of this day coming up in a little bit here on Good Day, and a lightening up of our moods and attitudes, hopefully, because it is Friday, will be in order. It's coming up to 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2733. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
All right, so the essence of the latest suspect is still at large. These people are believed to be the ones that placed the bag containing the bombs at the marathon. And so that is kind of... getting people distracted somewhat here. Imagine a city that's shut down. That's really what the story is here in Boston. I'm in suburban Boston, Framingham. The MBTA comes out here. Nobody's going to be able to take the train to go into Boston today. I know anybody wants to go in to work, we'll drive, and that'll do amazing things to the traffic. It would be hard for this guy to get on a plane, so they probably won't mess around with what's at the airport. But anything on the ground, the bus stations... those are closed. And imagine yourself living in this drama. It is. That's really what it is. It's drama. All of this drama is pretty amazing. For those of you who are thinking about your freedoms, I believe this is a very important thought process for you to be in, thinking about our freedoms and when people, two people can take them away like this. Pretty amazing.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get off the wheel here for a few minutes. There are lots of things floating around. It may be the second suspect has been captured. We'll try to put that together for you in the next few minutes. But with all of this hoopla, we haven't had much fun. And even the late night shows have been sort of on hiatus this week. Here, however, Conan O'Brien tells a couple of jokes from his late night program, which was live this week.
TMZ is reporting that Sharon Osbourne is not going to reconcile with Ozzy Osbourne until he proves to her that he can stay sober. That's the latest, yeah. After hearing this, Ozzy said, "Who's Sharon Osbourne?" No idea. Yeah. According to a new study that just came out, red wine provides no health benefits for people who are overweight. Yeah, but red wine does provide some benefits for the people who have to sleep with them. Sure, what Robert Downey Jr. said? In a recent interview, Robert Downey Jr. confirmed that he was paid $50 million to star in the Avengers. Yeah. Now the Hulk is really angry.
Hulk smash agent. Hulk gets screwed.
All right. Also, one of the things that we haven't spent a lot of time on, this is the anniversary of this past weekend of Jackie Robinson being the first black player. And the movie was, the movie 42 was number one at the box office, introduced to be, certainly done time-wise, with the thought in mind it would be done on the anniversary of his being brought in from 1971. We have an excerpt of a talk radio host, Ted Patterson, talking to Jackie Robinson. He'd just been named by Sports Magazine as the athlete of the past quarter century. And this was so great to take our minds off all the other stuff. I thought you'd like to listen to a bit of the interview.
To see you out there on a baseball diamond, you didn't look the part of, say, a Jim Brown as far as physique, but you tried harder, and this is probably something that a lot of athletes that don't have the great physical attributes could make it on.
Well, I've always been an athlete who felt that you had to give 100% all the time. There were certainly many times that I was out there on sheer courage and guts alone because of incidents that were happening, but we had a great bunch of guys that I work with, and I think when you deal with the kind of guys like we did on the Brooklyn Baseball Club, they add incentive to whatever you're attempting to do. So all of this adds to the significance of this award when you had teammates like I did. And knowing what they did and what they had to go through makes it all the more meaningful.
Your achievement is one that not every Negro boy could have done. You took an awful lot. Did Mr. Ricky research this before he brought you onto the scene and said you're the one that's going to embark on the trailblazing of the color line in baseball?
Well, according to the reports that I have from Mr. Ricky, he had scouted Latin American countries and gone out into different areas where blacks were playing, looking for someone that he thought could do the job. And the important thing was, I found later, he was looking for more than just baseball talent because of the kind of problems that he foresaw. And as far as I'm concerned, had it not been for Mr. Brance Ricky, it could not have been a success. He continuously called us in to give us the kind of guidance and counseling that was necessary and enabled me to be prepared for any eventuality. And I believe very frankly that with Mr. Rickey and my wife and the kind of encouragement I got from fellows on my own ball club, it made it possible. And I just don't believe that had it not been for these combinations, that the first couple of years could have been what they were. And it may have taken another 10 years or so to really break the barrier had it not been for the Rickeys and the Reeses and the Erskines and the Levines and guys like that who really did a good job and had the understanding that was necessary.
What a neat conversation, right? From 1971, a broadcaster interviewing Jackie Robinson. If you haven't seen the movie 42, and I haven't, but I would like to, this is supposed to be one of the great stories, and it might be a wonderful way for you to get your mind off of all this crud that we have been surrounded with. Are we attracting it? Is that what we're about? Is that what America is about, attracting all of this crud? It certainly is a reflection on some things that some people are saying and thinking. And that's what we're all about here, an arbiter of what's going on in the world. On Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're traveling solo, you might opt for a B&B or couch surfing to increase your odds of socializing. But more and more hotels are coming up with ways for people to mix and mingle on the road when they're traveling by themselves. In Arizona, the folks at the Miraval Spa and Resort get that solo guests don't necessarily want to dine alone. So they have a communal table. And you know what? You can sign up for it any night you want. Across the country, Kimpton Hotels offer a wine hour every Friday and Saturday night. It's free, and all the guests are invited. On top of that, look for special events like magicians at the Monaco in Seattle, or tarot card readings in Portland. Or take advantage of classes within your hotel. At the Intercontinental Montreal, you and the other single guests can learn to make absinthe cocktails at the hotel bar. And you know what that means? You'll be at the bar a whole lot longer than you planned, but then again, that was the plan all along. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJet Radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler and Doug. Jennifer has her allergy attack this morning again. My heavens, I feel so badly for people. I have it bad. I've been coughing and snorting here pretty much for the last couple of hours, but she has it bad. Speaking of having it bad, the two alleged perpetrators of the Boston Marathon bombing, in terms of where we are with that, one of them's dead and the other one's in custody, it would seem. And that's pretty much it.
No, he's not in custody yet.
All right. Well, the last thing we heard on the police scanner, Kenny, bring us up to date on that. Will you please? The police, there was some huffing and puffing from some officer who said he had him.
So. There are lots of people who are posting on Twitter who are apparently listening to police scanners in and around Boston,
right,
who say that suspect number two has been caught,
mm-hmm,
with two other men in a cab, but it's not been confirmed by anyone yet.
All right.
Anyone
so
credible.
That's been part of... Oh, and how do you determine who's credible? That's been part of this whole thing from the beginning to today, and it is a part of what we all are upset about, or I shouldn't say all of us, but many of us are upset about the way this has been covered, and we have found this to be a symptom of the times with the 24-hour news cycle, everybody trying to outgun the other guy, and so half the information that you get, especially the instantaneous immediate stuff, is not credible. And then you get around to the point of asking yourself, why is it important for it to be credible? What does having the latest, the most up-to-date, Richie and I were just
you want the
talking
latest?
About this. What is the latest? Okay, this second.
All right, this second, NBC is reporting that these guys are of Turkish backgrounds, have been in the United States for about a year, were not students, and may have foreign military experience.
Okay, so that's what NBC says.
That's what NBC is
Where'd
saying
they get that
right now.
Yeah.
Reporting it from their Pentagon sources.
All right, but how do we know that's any different than the
we
stuff
don't.
CNN used yesterday that was wrong?
We don't at all.
So then why are we doing this? What possible value does this have?
Because you know what?
What?
When you have something as big as this going on, mm-hmm, people want to know right now, right now.
Why?
Right now.
But I understand that's what they want.
What is it in human nature that makes us want to know right now?
Maybe that's part of it. But the other side of it is, what possible good does it do? Here's the city of Boston and Cambridge and Watertown that shut down. There's no public transportation.
They shut down the metro. They shut down the bus. No, they don't want you to get... No. It's not that you can't get to work.
They don't want people
in
the city.
If you're in Watertown, Massachusetts, you are being told to lock your
Stay
door
in your house
and only answer the door for a uniformed police officer.
So what in the world, and how do you know the uniformed police officer didn't get the uniform at the uniform store down the street?
Well, they've been chasing these guys around, so they know they're not in uniform.
do you realize what all this, the psychosis that is being created? It's fear, 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 fear. That's what it is. Everybody be afraid. Stay in your house. Lock the door. Don't talk to anybody unless it's a uniformed police officer. I mean, it is because of two guys from Turkey who were driving
down the road throwing grenades out the window at the police cars chasing them, have killed a police officer and bombed 107 other 170 other people.
Right. Yeah.
I guess I can see that.
Really? So where are we then in the world? I mean, what are we doing to ourselves?
Well,
what the hell are we allowing to be done to ourselves? It's madness. It is.
Well, this is certainly madness.
Madness.
Without a doubt.
Throwing guys going down the street. It isn't even a good movie script.
I venture to say, I give it a year.
Not even a year. Script. All these guys, Damon and Affleck and Mark, what's his face, Wahlberg, they'll be on this. Probably working on a script right now, as far as that.
Where's Jack Bauer when you need him?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then there's that side of it. There's about three sides to this, the way I figure it. Number one, and I know that many of you are thinking this, so I don't mind. Even if nobody was thinking it, I don't mind throwing it out there because I think that it has value to discuss it. Is this too convenient? Is this too easy? Is this too pat? Okay, so we find on a camera two guys with backpacks who are together walking down the street, and then
they just happen to have grenades to throw out the window.
Let me finish my theory.
I know where you're going with this.
But the audience may not know where I'm going, so I'm going to finish what I was saying. Thank you. The essence of what the government may have up its sleeve, it may have decided that it wanted on Monday.
Let me get the helicopters out. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Get the helicopters out. On Monday, it was tax day. People are really upset about the way the tax system works. And instead of having a discussion or debate about how to change it and get some real hooch behind it, remember what I said on Monday morning, and I think I said this last Friday, too. How come we have the NRA that has relatively few members, but a lot of political clout because of the money that they pass around? How come there isn't a 501c3 nonprofit group, public interest group, that is aimed at focusing on the tax system, the tax laws, and what needs to be done to change our tax system so that it's more fair for you and me? So that discussion isn't this week part of the usual conversation, and there have been some great strides on the part of many people who want to change the system, but there are most of the people in power like keeping it the way it is because it allows them to keep control of you. The tax system as it exists is all about controlling you, the way deductions, all of the whole thing. It's all about controlling you. So we don't want to have this discussion. We're gonna create a distraction. So then there's a bomb at the Boston Marathon, and it gets everybody's mind off of all that stuff, and gets them focused on safety and security. And boy, we better do something to protect ourselves. We better have more police. We better have more protection, more National Guard, more this, more that. And in the meantime, you have these idiots like Steny Hoyer. Peter King, the other guy on the other side, both sides, saying we need more surveillance. We need more money. We need to be able to chase the bad guys more. All right? So all of these things put together, I'm not saying any of it's true, but I think there is a certain amount of credibility or a certain amount of conversation that ought to be had about it. Whether you think it's craziness or it isn't, I will tell you there are millions, if not tens of millions of Americans, people listening to this program right now who think that I am right on, that I am exactly correct. I'm not saying this is what I believe. I'm not telling you that I'm right. And oftentimes they don't really give you a value judgment unless I'm really, really, really certain of my own beliefs. I'm not certain that this is what happened, but I think you can make a hell of an argument for it. And whether the guys are being chased around, who knows? They may have been double-crossed by somebody, and that's why the guy's got grenades, because he figures that's the only way to protect himself. Maybe I've seen too many episodes of 24.
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen too many movies. Who knows what we're capable of, though? You don't know what we're capable of. You don't know what the alphabet agencies have. There's $40 billion
in... There's a certain amount of, setup to be able to create a bigger, stronger agency, without a doubt. But I don't go into the conspiracies like this, where they actually set up a bombing of the public in a marathon and then create two patsies and hand them some grenades and throw them.
I hope that you're right, Richie. But that doesn't mean that it isn't possible.
I think people with tinfoil hats and who need some serious
medical
help.
They're always discredited. Yep, they're always discredited by the main thought process, because nobody wants to believe this is something that could be possible.
Well, people who can logically look at a situation and separate it from the conspiracy theories and what is reality are two different things.
Anyway. But that brings me back around to asking the question when we were giving everybody the latest information about what was going on, the chase, is the guy in captivity or not, and the news media and all of it's wanting to be first, and you know, I want credit for this. At the end of the day, how does it affect your life? I mean, what affects the life of the people of Boston is you can't get around, can't get to work, you got to lock your doors and don't open your door unless it's a police officer. You don't think that's going to scare the hell out of kids that are supposed to be going to school today? I mean, put yourself in that position with your two children, Richie.
My kids are going to school today.
But if you were in Watertown, they wouldn't be. They wouldn't. If you were in Cambridge, they wouldn't be going to school. If that's the case, what do you tell them? What's the conversation you have with your children if everything's under lockdown and they see people running around the sirens? Meredith said that where she lives in Boston, all week long, but more through the night, just sirens on top of sirens on top of sirens.
Let's go to Pete Williams here on NBC. He's talking about the nationality of these
hold off on that, although I have confirmed them with two sources, but we'll continue to hold off of them. But we have been given their names. But I guess the main point here we can say is that authorities say that the two are brothers. That one was born July 22nd, 1993, that he has a Massachusetts driver's license and is a resident of Cambridge. And so that would explain the fact that these events began to unfold Thursday night in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But the key point here is that they are brothers. And one of them has a Massachusetts driver's license. We're told that they're legal permanent residents and that they came here at least a year ago.
All right, Pete, stand by. Right. I know you'll give us those.
Legal permanent residents. If they only came here a year ago and from Turkey, how do they get to be legal permanent residents?
That's a pretty good trick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a pretty good trick. I'd like to know how that.
That's hard to do in that time span.
Unless they have American parents. And here we go again, speculating on it, and that's part of the conversation. But there are people who say, yeah, Richie's right, and there are people who say Doug's right. It isn't about being right or wrong. It's just about kind of thinking things through. We've been taught not to think. We've been taught to accept. And that's one of the dangers in things like this, to just accept whatever you're told.
So
it goes with, okay, yeah, all right, yep, okay, that's good. They got him. I can go fishing this weekend.
Well, they got one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in case you're just waking up, both of the terror suspects are on the run.
One of them's dead.
One of them's dead. Shot in a shootout with the police after they robbed the 7-Eleven, shot and killed an MIT security officer, hijacked a Mercedes, and then were on the run.
Why is it important that it was a Mercedes? I got a kick out of that when I saw that.
It's not important.
A Mercedes. What's the big deal?
It's the car. Are you going to sit here and debate every single fact all morning long?
Well, you see, that's what I'm trying to parse, the things that are important versus the things that aren't. Who gives a damn whether they...
Okay, they hijacked the car.
This is not about you. I'm just saying how silly all of this is in reality. It's silly. Silliness.
Okay, so let's talk about American Idol then. What do you think?
That's even more silly.
Yeah.
Especially
you want to talk about...
we got eliminated last night.
What was on blonde. TV last night? You want to chat about that instead?
What was the blonde? That cute blonde got eliminated last night. I don't know what her name is. Jennifer would know.
The blonde would be Janelle.
Janelle, that's right.
Yeah.
You were watching that, Richie.
No, it just I see it enough to know.
Yes. Oh, okay.
My wife always watches.
Good. All right. So, are you safe in Washington? You're okay?
I'm safe in Washington.
Kenny, you're in San Diego. You safe? You're okay?
Oh, I'm absolutely safe.
See, I'm the one who's in most danger here. One of these guys could come to my farm and
he can't because he can't catch mass transit and he won't be able to hijack another car.
Oh, okay.
So one is dead, one's on the run, Watertown is shut down. That's what we know.
Could have an accomplice. Could have it.
I don't think anybody wants to be attached to these two guys right now.
Unless you're crazy. But you wouldn't, by definition, have done this in the first place unless you were crazy. Right? These two guys are insane. Isn't that the definition? If they're the ones responsible solely for this, they're insane. So instead of shooting him and killing him, why don't we capture them and put them in an insane asylum?
They're insane on, back again, our definition of insane would define them as insane. Mm-hmm. They, with the people that back them, define them as heroes.
Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
Which is
remember what happened after September 11th?
Yeah.
The people cheering in the streets in a lot of Middle Eastern cities?
Yep.
All right, here's the latest breaking news, Richie. You ready? I've got it. The local newspaper has breaking news. Governor shuts down tea service. Subway system shut down. Manhunt continues. Bloody night. Gunfights. One suspect is dead. The other remains at large. The governor told the MBTA to suspend service. Subway, buses, commuter rail. So if you depend on any of these, by the way, the residents not only of Watertown, but Newton, Waltham, Belmont, Cambridge, Brighton, all have been told to stay indoors. Do not go. All businesses in these towns have been required by the police in each of these communities to maintain a state of being closed or whatever. They are not to open. Listen, all these towns, Newton, Watertown, Waltham, Belmont, Cambridge, Alston, Brighton, all of the people in those towns have been asked to stay at home. What in the world? Was that the case in New York after September 11th? Was everybody told to stay indoors after the fact?
They were told not to come down, no.
Not to come downtown.
But there was nobody on the run. There was no armed, dangerous perpetrators, going from house to house, stealing cars, robbing 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
So there was no reason to tell everybody to stay on lockdown.
11 before the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLS number 3030.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
You know, I'm feeling almost exhausted already.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's something exhausting about trying to keep up with all of this stuff. And at the end, I'm wondering, okay, why? Other than we want to be up with everybody else. But what is this doing that makes your life better? How am I enhancing your life with all of this stuff? Which is really what my purpose is for being here, to make your life better, in fact. And I'm not sure that knowing all this crud makes our lives better. It's an interesting conversation, though. 54 after the hour.
It's become necessary.
Good day, Pray. It has become necessary, Richie. And what does that say about all of us as well? Why is it necessary that we know? These guys are, by the way, of Chechnyan, which is one of the Eastern Republics, former Soviet Union. So they are Russians. I don't know whether they are Muslims or not. That'll be the next thing that people figure out. But I want to know, the real reason that I'm intrigued with where they came from and what they're all about, they're 19 and 20 years old, I believe, is how they get to be legal permanent residents unless their parents are of American descent. I don't see, if the news reports are accurate, how they would get to have the status that the news media is reporting that they have.
Yeah, I don't know how within a year you become legal resident.
You do not.
A legal permanent resident.
You do not.
That's a tough, tough thing to do.
Not unless there's some other passport connection with somebody else in your family that may be an American mother or father.
Reportedly, their name is Zokar, D-Z-H-O. I mean, it looks like an eye chart. Zokar Tsarnaev.
Yeah. Russian name. Okay. Anyway, let's do our tech talk time here. Because Shelley Palmer has some interesting information about Google's attempt to revolutionize cell phone cameras. Plus, there's a new tool that just might save your smartphone if you drop it in the toilet. I know a lot of you do that just for fun. So we'll have the focus on both those things coming right up here on Good Day.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been outside, taken a picture with your phone, only to be horrified by how overexposed the image was? We've all been there. For such a simple interface, most smartphone cameras actually have quite a few settings you can play around with to change how your photos will turn out. A new patent by Google, however, could make this a thing of the past. Google would use your phone's GPS to automatically tune a camera based on a few factors, like what the weather is and whether or not you're inside or you're outside. What kind of settings could it change? Think about how much more light you need on a rainy day than you do on a bright sunny day in mid-August. Most of us take pictures using our phone's auto settings, but this technology would make tinkering with your settings manually a thing of the past. Plus, if all else fails, you could blame the technology for ruining your pictures. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Every year, a lot of you drop your phones in the water. And so there is a new tool that may save your smartphone. If you want to check out the story from today's show at DougStefan.com, our poll today, other than for an upgrade, why have you replaced your cell phone? A, I dropped it in the water. B, I dropped it on the floor. C, I lost it. D, other. So we're on the cutting edge of
talking to somebody last night that just dropped their iPhone and shattered it with no case.
How do you get it redone? All right, there's more action here, I'm sure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.